was also part of the Yahrzeit Shia. Rav Soloveitchik, when he delivered the Yahrzeit Shia, would start off with a list of kashas, one kasha after the other, and he presented the kashas in such a way to convince the audience that no one could ever, the Rebbe Shlomo couldn't answer these kashas. These kashas were so mamish, sphere, black and white. And then he would quote a Gemara, and then he would develop the pshat and the Gemara, then it would come out all the kashas for him at the end. But again, I think it's like Rabban Lechusti mentioned before, the Dvar Torah was not developed in order to forever the kasha. That was his style of presentation. When you have a strong kasha and you hear a teretz, so then you remember the teretz better. But it wasn't given as a teretz and a kasha so much. It was really the pshat and the gemara. So presented the way he presented it. We have an institution of benching mezumen. In the days of the Gemara, when they would bench mezumen, the one who would be the mezamen would recite the whole Birchas Hamazon, and the rest of the group would just sit there quietly and answer Amen. They wouldn't say along the Birchas Hamazon. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber recommends that Bizman Hazeh, we don't pay so much attention when other people are talking. It says in the Midrashim, the Rebbe Shlomo created us with one mouth and two ears. We're supposed to listen twice as much as we're supposed to speak, but we don't listen to that recommendation, so we shoot our mouths off, we don't listen so much. So the Mechaber says it's hard to pay attention to the other one who's benching the Zuman, so we should say along the benching softly. But the Ikar Adin should not be neglected. The Ikar Adin is that when you bench the Zuman, the Mezamen is supposed to say the whole Birchas Hamazon out loud. And the other listeners should say the benching softly to themselves, but they're supposed to answer Amen and listen quietly to the whole Birchas Hamazon until the end, until the Yodam Ayichasrein. So the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Shloshi Shachla has a discussion. Tosis quotes the Pirush of the Rif and the Gemara. How many people, if you want to divide the benching mezumen, how many people can you split it up? Amongst how many people can you split it up? What does that mean? Instead of having one person recite the whole benching by mezumen, can you divide it in half? Can you have two or three or four people or five people? One will say the first few lines, one will say the next line. Is that acceptable? I read a few years ago, I read recently, there was a Talmud who learned in Ratni Yeshiva who wrote the Zichronos of the Chafetz Chaim. So he writes the following story that was very common when the Chafetz Chaim would eat the meal together with the members of the family, and there was some bachim in his home. They would bench mezumen, so the Chafetz Chaim was a kohen, so they'd be mechaber him to bench mezumen. Bench mezumen, he would say the whole benching out loud. So they had till the Olam HaYichaseinu. So the Chofetz Chaim personally would follow the Nusach HaGro. In davening, he followed all the time the Shittas HaGro. That's what he writes in the introduction to the Mishnah Brura, that he's going to quote a lot of times the Vilna Gaon Shita, not necessarily implying that that's the way everybody should follow, but he knows we live in a generation when many people like to follow the Gro Shittas, so he's going to notify everybody about the Gro Shittas. He's writing about himself. He personally liked to follow all the Shittas HaGro. So he personally used to daven Nusach HaGro. So in the benching, he would say, the gross nusach is b'nei Yerushalayim amen. So the b'nei rachem of Yerushalayim yilidan. So the Chofetz Chaim didn't want to make it obvious that he's benching nusach agro. So how did he not make it? How did he cover up? How did he keep it a secret? But you have to say the whole benching out loud. So he would bench mezumen till al ha'oretz v'al ha'mazon. Then he would nudge his son-in-law. I forgot the name of the son-in-law. He would nudge his son-in-law that he should take over from Rachem. So the son-in-law said the regular nusach. So this was not obvious. This is the way to keep it a secret. Switch in the middle. Switch the mezami, switches in the middle. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Rabbi Chaim Benchen, he said, the first two brachas of the Birchas Hamazon until Al Ha'aretz V'al Ha'mazon, then he nudges the son-in-law. The son-in-law starts saying Rachem, and the son-in-law says the rest out loud, and the Chofetz Chaim says the rest softly. So no one ever found out the secret that the Chofetz Chaim would say the Nusach HaGro. Anyway, so this appears in the Gemara, the way the Tosfos quotes the Rif, interprets the Gemara Brachos. So the Gemara says, how many people can you divide the benching? Among how many people can you write? So the Gemara says, you can have one person say the first bracha, Azonos HaKol, one person say the second bracha, Alvarez Alamaz, and one person say the third bracha, and one person say the fourth bracha, so you can divide the Kibbut of Benjamin Mizuman among four people. It wasn't shlechtet, let's say you have a group of people, no one knows how to say the benching. So one person prepared the first line, the next person prepared the next line. Why can't you divide it among 50 people? Each one will say one line. So what it says in the Gemara, the way the Rif learns the Gemara, Tosafot quotes the Rif, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot break up the brachas into separate lines. You have to have, each person has to say a whole bracha. It's either you say a whole bracha or you don't say it all. So the Acharonim are bothered with a kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the early Acharonim are bothered with this kasha, that Rabbi Akiva, before Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a hekocha from the Gemara and brachas, that you say Shemea Koinan Hecha Bracha. The Gemara and brachas raises a question. The Mishnah says that women are obligated to bench Birchas HaMazon. If a woman eats a meal with bread, she has to recite Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara raises a suffix, is this a din min HaTorah, or is this only a din min Rabbanon? Why should it be only a din min Rabbanon? What is that? Birchas HaMazon is a mitzvah says she has my grama. Why in the world should the women be not be obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon? So the Gemara doesn't explain what the suffix is. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim give different suggestions. So some Rishonim say that part of the Birchas HaMazon, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So they said, the women don't have an obligation to, not only do they not have a Bris Milah, they don't have an obligation to supervise the Bris Milah of their children. So since the women don't have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Bris Chasam to Bivsareinu, so maybe they're not obligated to recite the whole Birchas HaMazon and HaTorah. The other suggestion in the Rishonim is that part of the Birchas HaMazon, you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the Torah. And the women don't have the same degree obligation of mitzvahs Talmud Torah as the men do. They also have a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but not to the same extent as the men. So maybe since there's no mitzvah, they don't have the full mitzvah Talmud Torah, maybe since they're putter from saying that line, maybe they're putter from the whole Birchas HaMazon and HaTorah, maybe the whole obligation is only Midrabban. The next suggestion the Rishonim give is maybe part of the Birchas HaMazon says, "V'rachta as Hashem Elokech al ha'aretz ha'tova shenasna lach." You have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And Noshim Lanot L'Chelik Baretz, when they divided Eretz Yisrael to the individual people, when they were sons and daughters, only the sons got. In a rare instance, like the Menai Slavchot, so the daughters got. But basically, the women didn't really get a share in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe since the women are not obligated to recite that line, al Eretz Chem D'Toyro, Chovish and Otsis and Chalt and Lavisenu, maybe they're not obligated in the whole Birchas HaMazon and HaTorah. And more pshatim than Rishonim give. So Rabbi Akiva Eger there in the Jewish Chiddush Anat Gemara poses the question. So the Gemara says, what's the difference halacha l'maaseh whether the obligation of the women to recite Birchas HaMazon is min HaTorah min Rabbanan? Bottom line, the Mishnah says they have to recite Birchas HaMazon. So what's the difference? However you slice it, they have to recite Birchas HaMazon. Gemara says the difference will have, what if there's a man and a woman? And the man doesn't know how to bench, and the woman does know how to bench. So can the woman recite Birchas HaMazon to be mighty the man? We only allow Shemir Koine if the person is Mechuyah the Gover. Let's say the best Baal Tekeh in Shul is a woman. The men don't know how to blow Shofar. The best Baal Tekeh is a woman. So the Mishnah says, since women are not obligated to blow Shofar, so Mishnah Mechuyah the Gover, any Moti Yisrael Rabbim Dechagosim. The women cannot, if they want to blow Shofar for themselves, it's fine. But if they want to blow Shofar for a man, as Mechuyah Min HaTorah, they're not Mechuyah at all, so the woman cannot be Moti the man. So the Gemara blinds by herself. We're not sure whether the obligation of a woman to recite Birchas HaMazon is Min HaTorah Min Rabbanan, so therefore we wouldn't permit a woman to recite Birchas HaMazon in order to be Moti a man. So Rabbi Kadega is bothered with a kasha, and if the women are Mechuyah Min HaTorah to bench, but you just said they're not obligated to say either that line, or that line. The line of Yitzchak Shechasam to Bib Serena, they're not obligated to say. Maybe Al-Teros Choshali might have taught her that line they're not obligated to say. And they're not obligated to say that line. So the line that they're not obligated to say, how can they be mighty the man? Even if you hold that the women are mechuyev in the rest of the benching, but you just said there's one line that they're not mechuyev to recite. You only had a suffix because they're not obligated to recite one line, maybe they're not obligated to recite all benching in a third. But that one line, whatever, one line, second line, third line, fourth line, those lines they're not obligated to say. So how can the woman recite the benching to be mighty the man? She's not mechuyev in that one line, so she can't be mighty the man. So Rabbi Kadega explains on the Gemara, obviously the pshat on the Gemara is, the woman is going to recite the whole benching, and then when she gets to that line, the man is going to have to say that line. Then she's going to switch back, she's going to say the next line. So you see from the Gemara Beferish that you say, Shemeh Koinan Hefer Bracha. The woman will say the five lines before, Vizcha Shechasam Tebim Serena, and the man will say that line, and the woman will continue. That's the clause from the Gemara, that you do say, Shemeh Koinan Hefer Bracha. So how come the Rif learns in the Gemara in the beginning of Shloshi Shachlu, you can only break up the kibbutz of benching mezuzah amongst four people. One has to say the whole bracha Hazanas Hakol, and one says the whole bracha Noydelucha Al Eretz Al Amazon. One says Rachem Na, one says Atei Vameitiv. You should be able to divide up different words to different people. Like they used to say a joke in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, he was used to in Europe, they used to decide who's the Masada Kiddushin, and that was it. Whoever was Masada Kiddushin said all the brachas. And now in recent years they started this newfangled thing that they start splitting up the kibbutz. Mechaber this one to say this bracha, this one to say that bracha. So he said jokingly, I said, that's not kimen atzai, that they'll call up one person, mechaber him to say bu, and the next person to say rich. On the syllables. They'll break up the syllables. Maybe he says, Shemek Kohen on a syllable also. I don't know. But at least on a line, on a chatzi bracha, you do say Shemek Kohen. So why does the riff, why does the Shulchan Aruch quote from the riff that in Ben Shemizuman, the person has to say an entire bracha? Second kasha that the Rav pointed out was that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Bracha writes, whenever you hear someone else say a bracha, he's supposed to say Amen. Where do you want to be yotzei with that bracha? You don't want, let's say the person saying Barna Fashis, whatever, on his own, saying Shahakal on his own, Hashiyotza, whatever. If I hear somebody saying a bracha, you're supposed to say Amen. And what happens if he didn't say, let's say it's a bracha that I want to be yotzei with. I didn't hear Havdolah yet. I want to be yotzei with the bracha, and then someone else says the bracha, and I didn't say Amen. So Mechatchila, the Gemara says he's supposed to say Amen, and even if he didn't answer Amen, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Shameya, if I was paying attention to the bracha, even though I didn't say Amen, it's considered as if I said Amen. And if I would have said Amen, I would have been yotzei. So Shemeh Kain, even if you don't say Amen. So the Rambam writes this klal in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas. You're always supposed to say Amen, whether it's a bracha you want to be yotzei, a summer bracha, you don't have to be yotzei. And even if it's a bracha that you want to be yotzei, if you didn't say Amen, so that ever we apply Shemeh Kain, even if you didn't answer Amen. And the Rambam doesn't have to repeat all over whenever he says someone says a bracha for someone else. He doesn't always have to repeat that. You have to say Amen. There are three places where the Rambam writes that when you hear this bracha, you have to say Amen. Why does he repeat it? One of the places is when you're benching mezuzah. When the Rambam quotes the whole institution of benching mezuzah, so he says the mezamen says the bracha, and all of the others answer Amen. Why does he have to mention that they answer Amen? He already explained the Hilchos brachas. Whenever you hear a bracha, whether you want to be yotzei, you don't want to be yotzei, you're always supposed to say Amen. And even if you didn't say Amen, you're yotzei. So it would appear from the Rambam as if he seems to imply that by benching the Zuman, if you wouldn't say Amen, you wouldn't be yotzei. If the people wouldn't say Amen. So the Chapela, why not? If the din in the Gemara Sukkah is Shomea, Ke'oine, when you pay attention to the Bracha, even if you didn't say Amen, you're yotzei the Bracha. So why should benching the Zuman be any different? The same two questions the Rav raised regarding Chazaras Hashatz. There is a Mishnah Brachas that seems to be presenting a whole story. When the Gabbai wants to be mechabit someone to daven for Noam, so Derech Eretz dictates that he should turn it down. He shouldn't say, yeah, I'm the best one, I'm the most qualified, yeah, let me daven for Noam. There are many people who are always chalashing to daven for Noam, always running to daven for Noam, so that's certainly not Derech Eretz. And even when the Gabbai asks you, so you should turn him down the first time, the second time, when he asks you the third time, then you should go. But what happens if the Chazan is in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, Shat Shato, in the middle, the Chazan is confused, he doesn't know how to eat face, whatever, doesn't feel well, he can't finish the Chazaras HaShatz. So then the Mishnah says, Derech Eretz dictates if the Gabbai asks you to take over, you run and you take over, you don't stand on ceremonies, you have to start giving him a hard time. No, I'm not worthy, get someone else. The Chazan is in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, you have to go right there. And then the Mishnah says, and where does the new Chazan take over? So it says he doesn't take over in the middle where the first chazan left off. He goes back to the tchilas habracha shetah b'hashatz. He has to go back to the beginning of that bracha. And if it's the gimel rishonos, if it's the first three brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei till akel hakadosh, you have to go back to the very beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei because the first three brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei are considered like one unit. He has to go back. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the problem usually arises on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because it's such a long Shmoneh Esrei with so many piyutim, we add on so many piyutim, and then until you say HaMelech HaKadosh takes forever, all the piyutim are before HaMelech HaKadosh, so the chazan can't continue, so the new chazan has to start all the way from the beginning. You don't have to repeat all the piyutim again, but the new chazan has to go back to the beginning. Once in a while, it happens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, such a long time, sometimes the chazan can't continue. So again, the Achrayim on the Gemara asked the Kasha, why does the new chazan have to go back to the beginning of the bracha? Tchilas habracha shetah b'hashatz arishon. The din is that you say Shemir Kohen on a half a bracha. Why don't you say the whole Sibur was Yotze with the first part of the bracha that was recited by the first Chazan? Second Chazan will take over the middle, just like Rabbi Kadega said. The woman is going to be benching for her husband, so she'll say the benching till that missing line that she's not obligated to say. Then the husband will say, and then the wife will take over and she'll finish the bracha. So you see that you do say Shemir Kohen and half a bracha. So why Manashtana, why is it different by the Chazaras HaShabbos? And the second kasha that the Rav asked regarding Bichas on benching Mezumin and the Asamin is the same kasha by Chazaras HaShabbos. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, when he quotes the whole institution of Chazaras HaShabbos, he says in the Tzibur listens, pays attention, and everybody in the Tzibur should answer Amen at the conclusion of every bracha. Also, the Mefarshim and the Rambam raised the issue. Why does he mention again over here that everybody should examine? He already wrote in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, whenever you hear a bracha, you got to say Amen, whether it's a bracha that you have to be out, so you don't have to shine your shirim that you have to say Amen. Why does he repeat again? So what appears in the Rambam is if in these two places, Aliyas Amen is Likuvah, by benching the Zilman and by Chazaras HaShabbos, this is the Tzibur doesn't answer Amen by the Chazaras HaShabbos, so if the group who ate together, ate the meal together, if they're not going to answer Amen, as if they're not Yotze. So Dafne Fashtein, why should that be so? Manashtan, why should it be different over here that Aniyas Amen is Likuva? We're going to give one, the Rav gave one explanation for both. The third place where the Rambam seems to imply that Aniyas Amen is Likuva is a totally different place, has nothing to do with this topic. I just may as well mention it by Bichas HaGoymo. The Gemara says, when you have a Chodesh and a Srape, someone was sick, and he recites Bichas HaGoymo, so he's obligated to recite Abot Svich Malahiris. So the Gemara says that on one occasion someone was sick, and then when he felt better, so the people came to visit him. So one of the visitors said at bracha, blessed should be the Rabbani Shalom Virch Achman of the Yavach Lon Malayli Afra, he said at bracha. He wasn't obligated to say that bracha, that's a voluntary bracha. So the Rambam says, if someone is not Mechuyat, says the bracha, and the Chayla says Amen, then the Chayla is Yotze. So that we can. So it would appear over there, that's quoted by the Torah, it would appear over there that Aliyas Amen is Likuva. That's a different case over there, that you can begin to understand a little easier why Aliyas Amen. Because the one who said the bracha is Bechlal not Mukhiyat to say bracha, it's a voluntary bracha. So that's a different story. Why Amen is Likuva there? But why the Rambam says over here that Aliyas, it seems to imply that Aliyas Amen is Likuva by benching Mezumen and by Chazaras HaShatz, this we have to understand. So the Rav explained the following Mahala. The Ran in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that despite the fact that we have a rule that Shemir Kohene, I say Kiddush and everybody listens to Yotze, I say Havdol and everybody's Yotze, we have a lot of times the Baal Tekeh says Shemir Kol Shofar, Mikra Megillah, Baal Tekeh blows the Shofar, it's based on Shemir Kohene and everybody who listens. We always say Shemir Kohene. So the Yerushalmi says that there are three instances where we don't permit Shemir Kohene. We require every person to recite on his own. One is Kriya Shema. Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, I should rely on somebody else saying Ani Mamin. I have to say my own Ani Mamin. I have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad on my own. I have to declare that I believe in the existence of God, monotheism, so I have to say it on my own. The second case where we don't, where it's not proper to permit Shemir Kohen is by davening. If you have a problem, if you have a Chol B'toch Beisecha, you need a Shidduch, you need a Parnasa, you have a problem. So you ask the Rabbanu Shalom, what do you mean? I should ask the Rabbanu Shalom and you're going to be Yotze Shemir Kohen? I have a problem, I ask the Rabbanu Shalom. You have a problem, you ask the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not the Acheres, that you should rely on me, Shemir Kohen, to be Yotze too. And the third exception to the rule that the Yerushalmi gives is with respect to eating. If you're eating food, we're all eating food. So you're eating food, you're eating on your own. You're not relying on me. I should eat two meals. You serve two meals. I'm not going to eat two meals. You're going to eat your own meal. So say your own bracha. You want to eat, so say your own bracha before you eat, and say your own bracha after you eat. It's not proper that you should eat, and I should cover all the religious aspects, and you're going to take care of the eating of the food. I should say the bracha before and bracha after, and you're going to dress the food. So that's not berachah. So this is what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Rishonim point out that the Talmud Bavli also says the same thing. It's not as sharp as the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Bavli also has it. The Gemara says, Shnaim she'achlu, if two people ate. If you have three people eating bread together, shloshu she'achlu, so it's a mitzvah to bench mezumen. And ein rashayim mechalek, they're not allowed to split up to bench separately. But what if you only have two people who are eating bread together, so there's no mezumen. So there's no mezumen. So they won't say, Rabbi Chaim Zalman benched and so on and so forth. can one recite the Birchas Hamazon and the other one will rely on him and say Shenek, right? So the Babli says, no, mitzvah lecholik, they have to dafke bench separately. They're not supposed to have that one should bench and the other one should be Yotzei Shenek. The Gemara just says there's an exception to the rule. If one of them knows how to recite the benching, the other one doesn't know how to say the benching, Sofer or Bur, Sofer means the scholar, and the Bur is illiterate, he doesn't know how to say the benching. So then the Gemara says, Sofer Mavarech, Ubur Yotzei Bebochosed. The Sofer, the one who knows how to bench, should recite the benching. The other one will be Yotzei with Shomer Koyim. So that's Taka the Mefarshim Es Kakasha, but if the Yerushalmi says that this is an ironclad rule, if the Halacha says there are three cases where we don't permit Shomer Koyim, so how can you say it about Shas Adchak? Why is it Mutter B'Shas Adchak? If you don't allow Shomer Koyim, it shouldn't be permitted. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur Agro. The Bi'ur Agro explains the whole din of the Yerushalmi is only with the Rabbanon. The whole din that there are three exceptions to the rule. We don't permit Shomer Koyim by Kriya Shema because of Kabbalah Samach Shamai. We don't permit Shomer Koyim by davening. You have a need, you have a tzorah, so you should ask for yourself. You don't permit Shomer Koyim by brachas in conjunction with eating. The whole thing is only with the Rabbanon. And if it's a big Shas Hatzchak, so then the Gemara says you revert back to rely on the Din Daraisa. So if one is a Sofer, one is a Bur. The Bur does not have a bench. So the Sofer, Mavarach, Bur, Yotze, Bibachas. Fine. Okay. So now, Dafim of Hashem. If the Yerushalmi and the Babli seems to agree, if there is such a rule that when it comes to eating food, if you're eating the food yourself, you have to say your own brachas. So how do we always do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We all eat together. One person says Amoytzeh and everybody else says Amen and they're all Yotzeh. So why don't we require that everybody should say their own Amoytzeh? By the Kavutziana, they talk to do like that. Everybody says their own. One person says Amoytzeh, everybody says their own Amoytzeh. There's a whole discussion in the post, and maybe that's not right. Maybe you're not, they give me a slice of bread and I say Hamotzi on a slice of bread. So where's my Lecha Mishnah? You have to be Yotze with the Hamotzi of the Balabais. So the way, leaving out the Galatiana Minig, according to the way it seems to be described in Shulchan Aruch, one person says Hamotzi Lecha Mishnah, everybody says Amen, and they're all Yotze. So you see, you do allow Shomer Koyim on food. And when you bench mezuman, it's also the same thing. What is benching mezuman? Bizmana Gemara. Until the Mechaba gives this recommendation that we find it hard to pay attention, so everybody should say along softly the benching together with the mezamim. But what did they do until the days of the Shulchan Aruch? The mezamim said the whole benching out loud, and the others said Amen, and they were Yotzei with Shomer Koyim. So how can the Yerushalmi say we don't permit Shomer Koyim when it comes to eating food, neither by the bracha before eating nor by the bracha after? It's a faket from our practice all the time. Hamloitzei, we always do like that. And benching mezumin, bezmana gemara, that's what the practice was. One said the bracha for all the others. So the answer appears in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Brachas, and the Gemara Chulin, in Perakol Abbasas, and the Mishnah says in Brachas, if it's Hesegu, then Echad Mavarach Lekulam. If they're having Hesegu, like on Pesach night, everybody's eating, lying down on a couch, so if you have Hesegu, then one can say the Bracha to be mostly all the others. Tosfos says, Bizman is, we don't eat the Hesegu, only on Pesach night, but all year long we don't eat the Hesegu, so you can never say Hamotzi to be Motzi the other people. The Tosfos has the famous cloud that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeshiva didan kehesedu ditu. Bizman hazeh, if everybody's sitting around the table, sometimes the father of the household who's reciting Hamotzi is impatient. So here the people are still in the kitchen, they didn't finish washing yet, so they're on their way walking back to the table. So he screams out Hamotzi lechem arayot and he cuts the chatz. So that's not right. It says in the Mishnah you have to have hesedu. In order for one person to be Motzi the others with the Hamotzi, you have to have Bizmana Gemara, you require they should really be sitting and eating in a reclining position, prepared for the meal. And Bizmana Zeh, it's translated into sitting around the table. But if the people are not yet sitting down, so it's talking not right. You have to have Dafki Yeshiva Didan, to say to the two. You can only mitzvah to the others with Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz if they're all sitting down at the table. And the same is true regarding bench and mezuman after the meal. It's only if the people taka ate together. They made up in advance that they're all going to eat together. They were eating around the same table. But if it wasn't Hesebu, then there isn't going to be any benching mezuman at the end. So what is that all about? Why should that make a difference whether Hesebu or lo Hesebu? Manashach, if you're relying on Shomer Koyim, Kiddush and Avdoli, you need Hesebu. I say, Baal Peker, you have to have Hesebu. When the Baal Kori reads the Megillah, you don't have Hesebu. So why all of a sudden over here? So the answer is exactly based on that Yerushalmi. When it comes to brachas in connection with eating food, the bracha before eating, the bracha after eating, we talk don't permit Shomer Koyim. But if you have Hasebu, the whole group is eating together, the din is different. The din is that you don't require that each and every person should recite his own bracha, and my reciting the bracha is much to the others based on the principle of Shemei Kodesh. The halacha says it's only required that the whole group should offer one bracha. You only have to say one hamaitzi. The chabura is considered a chabura eating food together. And the chabura only has to offer one bracha of hamaitzi on behalf of the whole chabura. And everybody can eat. You're not really relying on Shemei Kodesh. And the same is true regarding Birchas Hamazon. When you have a whole group of people who ate together, you have to they ate the Haseba, they planned in advance, they're all going to eat together. So it's not that the one who recites the Birchas Hamazon and the others just listen quietly and say, I mean, it's not that they're all yetzer with Shemei Kodesh. No. The Rabbanon Shemei Kodesh doesn't apply at all by benching. It's not a vort of Shemei Kodesh, the vort is the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas Hamazon. It's a Birchas Hamazon b'chabur. It's a different vort. The Gemara Brachas learns that from Sukkim, the institution of benching Mizumin. So many Achranim assume that it's only an Asmach, it's only Midi Rabbanon. So Rashi said, not necessarily. There's a Shach in Choshen Mishpah, has a certain Kasher. So he suggested to answer the Kasher of the Shach, it could be that the Drushes that the Gemara gave are real Drushes, Gemuras, Deraisa. The institution of benching Mizumin could be that it's a real Din Deraisa, Dainu. There's a basic difference. If two people are eating separately, two people had bread. Each one independent of the other. Each one is mechuyif to say Birchas Hamazon on his own. If one is going to say, the other one is going to be yotze, that will be based on Shemei Kodesh, which Min HaTorah does apply by benching, and the Rabbanon we don't permit it. But if the whole group is eating together, then it could be that it's Min HaTorah different din. It's not that each yachid is obligated, each yachid becomes obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon. The whole chabura together, because the chabura ate together, so the chabura becomes obligated to recite one Birchas Hamazon b'chabura. So it could be that this is a din deraisa. Even if you should assume that it's only a din derabbanan, we'll still proceed. The mahalach is still going to be the same. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested some, the Birchas Rosh and Brachas has the beginnings. Birchas Rosh was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner from Volozhiner Yeshiva, gave shiurim in Volozhiner during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he has the beginnings of this answer. That apparently we distinguish between a Bracha Shal Yachid and a Bracha Shal Tzibur. And a bracha shal yachid, let's say the husband and the wife both had bread, and there's no mizumin, and the husband doesn't know how to bench. The wife knows how to bench, the husband doesn't know how to bench. So if you hold that the women are mukhib and bircha mazun, the rice is just exempt from reciting that one or two or three lines, those few lines, so the wife will recite a half a bracha, husband will say the missing lines, and the wife will take over and say the rest. You do permit shemei kodesh on a half a bracha. But when it comes to benching mizumin, or to Chazaras Hashatz for that matter, we'll get in a minute, comes to benching mizumin, it's not a vort of Shemei Kodesh. The halacha says the whole chabura together becomes obligated to recite one Birchas Hamazon for the whole chabura. So perhaps that's what the Tanoim are saying. Perhaps that's what the Brises are telling us. That when it comes to a bracha shol tzibur, a bracha shol chabura, it has to be divided in units of brachas. You can't have one person say, you have a bracha, the other person say the other have a bracha. You have to have an entire bracha has to be recited by one shliach tzibur, by one person on behalf of the whole chabura. And perhaps that's the answer to the puzzle regarding Anios Amen. Perhaps Taka the Rambam holds that Anios Amen is leikuva by benching mizumin. Why? Manashtana, why is it different from Kiddush and Abdullah when you blow shofar? You don't say Amen after the tkiyah shofar. When you hear the Megillah, you don't say Amen. At the end, you don't say Amen after the Mikra Megillah. Amen is not Miakev in Shemei Kodesh, so why should Amen be Miakev all of a sudden by benching Mizumin? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, well, we have the brachas that close in Hagriz Maharevo, and it says, Beyona kol ha'omi yomro Amen. Everybody said Amen. So he asked that kasha, it's a little bit of humorous kasha, why did they have to say Amen? Why don't you say Shemei Kodesh? So everybody will be Yotzeh Daniyas Amen. Doesn't the pasuk seem to imply that you don't say Shemei Kodesh? Perhaps he can give a different terrace on the kasha. So he thought that the terrace to the kasha was because that's a dovah shel tzibur. When it comes to a dovah shel tzibur, you have to have audience participation. The tzibur has to participate. The mezamein, I'm going to bench mezumin, and they're just going to be quiet. They're going to shvayg. They won't say anything. So in order that the whole chabura should be yotzeh with the Birchas Hamazon shel chabura, in order that the whole tzibur should participate in the brachas of klalos, we require on the yosamein. And the same regarding, the Rav suggested perhaps the same regarding Chazaras Hashatz. Perhaps the Pshat in Chazaras Hashatz is that we have two different concepts. You have a tefillah shel yachid, and then you have a tefillah shel tzibur. That's Rav Soloveitchik explained. You have two different concepts that people sometimes confuse. You have a concept that's called tefillah d'tzibur, and another concept that tefillah satzibur. Tefillah d'tzibur means if you have 10 people who are davening the shtil shmanetz, tefillah balakash, simultaneously they all start together and they're all davening at the same time. So that's tefillah d'tzibur. Then you have when the chazan repeats the shmanetz, what is that all about? So the Gemara says, what prompted the Tanoim to institute Chazaras Hashas is because there were people in Shul who were not Bikiyim. They didn't know how to daven the Shmones. So they instituted Chazaras Hashas. So we usually assume that the repetition of the Shmones is something like a Tfilas Nedover on behalf of the Chazan. That's when he davened Friya here and he said the Tfilah Belachash. Now he's going to say another Shmones in order to chapa Reina Kedusha. That'll be the Chidish Dover. You can only say a Tfilas Nedover, you have a Chidish Dover. So maybe he's repeating the Shmoneser to get a Chiddush Dover, or he's repeating the Shmoneser to be mitzvah the others that don't know how to daven. That's the impression that you get from the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's something much more than that. Just like we have in the Beis HaMikdash, we have Korbanos Yochid, and you have Korbanos Tzibur, and the different types of Korbanos. Korbanos Yochid are funded by private funds. Korbanos Tzibur have to be purchased with Matzah Shekel money. It's a different din. Several different dinim between Korbanos Tzibur and Korbanos Yochid. So the same perhaps over here by Tfilah, when everybody davens Tfilah Belachash together, that's called Tfilah B'Tzibur. When the Chazan repeats the Shmoneser, that's a different word. That's not Tfilah B'Tzibur, that's Tfilah Satzibur. The Chazan is offering one Tfilah on behalf of the entire Tzibur. You have a whole Tzibur, Asorah constituted Tzibur. So the Tzibur is offering a new Tfilah on behalf of the entire Tzibur. So if one should assume like that the Chazaras Hashas is really a Tfilah Satzibur, then perhaps along the same lines that we farem for the kashas regarding Benjamin Zuman, whenever it's a Brocha Shel Chabura, the Rav said he does want to use the expression Brichas Hamozen Shel Tzibur by Benjamin Zuman, because they have two kinds of Mezuman. You have sometimes Mezuman Basora, and you say Baruch Elokeinu, then you have a Mezuman B'Shloisha, we don't say Elokeinu. So when you're benching Mezuman, you have a minion there. So that means say that's Brichas Hamozen B'Tzibur. But we have an institution of benching Mezuman when you only have Shloshes. How can you call that benching B'Tzibur? So he said, maybe we'll coin a different term. That's why he was careful. He said, we'll call it Brichas Hamozen B'Chabur. But still, it's a difference. It's a difference between a Brichas Hamozen of a Yochid, a Brocha of a Yochid, and a Brocha of a Tzibur or a Brocha of a Chabura. If it's a Brocha of a Yochid, let's say Kiddush Abdullah, Amuchayivin, Abdullah, Yomuchayivin, Abdullah, Yizmuchayivin. So one person says Abdullah, everybody's Yotzei. So the din is l'chatzila, they should all say amen. But even if you didn't say amen, shamei atayinu. But when it's a bracha shel chabura or a bracha shel tzibur, the chazaras hashatz is the tefillah satzibur. Or the benching mezuman is the brichas hamozen of the chabura or of the tzibur, if you happen to have asara. So then from the Rambam would appear that the aniyah samin would be li'ikuvan. The same with this would faren for the other kasha. Why? The Mishnah says in brachas, and when it comes to chazaras hashatz, the new chazan should take over from the beginning. Mitchilas habracha shetor bo hashatz harishon. Why do you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha? If he says shemei koyin on the half of bracha, like we showed from the Gemara, so let the new chazan take over from that point on. Up until that point, everybody was yotzei. Start. Let the new chazan take over from that point. The answer is no. It's not the tzibur being yotzei with the chazaras hashatz. Not based on shemei koyin. It's a different word. The whole tzibur has to listen to the brachas of the chazan, and since it's a tefillah shel tzibur, it's a bracha shel tzibur, a bracha shel tzibur, a bracha shel chabura has to be recited in units of brachas. So you can't say, one person will say one line, the next person will say the other line. That's only acceptable on a bracha shel yachid, and a bracha shel tzibur would not be acceptable. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik delivered this Yortzeit Shir, so this Nalpert Zechon Lebracha was still alive at that time. So right after the Rav finished the shiur, so he had a comment. He said, if you look, he told us all, if you look in the Mishnah Brura on Hilchas Bench in Mezulin, he quotes the Masechet Birchas Avram. There was some Yekesh Shigodol that lived in Germany before the days of the Shah. Shach in Yerudei, Simon Yutes by Birchas Hashchita quotes also something from the Birchas Avram. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Birchas Avram the following. There seems to be, the Shulchan Aruch quotes on Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and Megillah and Brachas, whether you say Shemei Ko'ine, if you don't understand, let's say the husband says Kiddush in Hebrew, and the wife doesn't understand the Kiddush. So can you say the wife knows it? Generally speaking, she knows what Kiddush has something to do with the sanctity of Shabbat, but she doesn't know what every word means. So can you say Shemei Ko'ine, if I'm listening to every word but I didn't understand it. So Rashi says you are Yotze, and Tosfos says you're not Yotze. Tosfos says that's not called Shomea. Shomea means I hear every word. Shomea means Shani Mevin. Mani Lo Mevin, or Zelo Shomea. Rashi holds Shomea. You heard the sound of the word, so that's Shomea Koyim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah is machmer about this. So that's why you have some women from Litvisha families who follow the Mishnah Berurah has a funny suggestion. He says, let's say the husband is going to say Bar Pri Agofen. So the wife says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. She knows what every word means there. Bar Pri Agofen, more or less, she knows what that means. So she says, Amen. That's okay. That she understood Bar Pri Agofen. Then Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Sheh Kedushan B'Mitzvah Yisov. That everybody knows that. V'Rotzavanu. That's already a little hard. Hin Chaltano, Hin Chilano. Those words are a little hard. So maybe the wife may not understand that. The last line she probably doesn't. Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh HaShabbos, sanctity Shabbos. That anyone could put two and two together, understand that. So the Mishnah Berurah says if the woman doesn't understand Ratzavano, Hinachilano, Hinachaltano, so when the husband is in the middle of Kiddush, so the wife should say along softly after the husband says Asher Gedashanu Mitzvayisav, that she understands. Then Ratzavano, so let the wife say softly along with the husband Ratzavano Shabbos Kodesh Abavatim Hinachilano. Say that. Until the end, then the husband will take over and say the last line. Why? What is the chumrah here? Because v'choshish v'shitas ha-taisus. Taisus says you don't allow shemeh kohen if the person doesn't understand the language that you're talking in. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmer for that. That's why he says that whoever doesn't understand, listening to someone else say kiddush, you don't understand what he's saying, she should say along those lines that you think that you don't really understand the pirush amirus. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what if it comes to benching mezumen? You have a group of people, and they're benching mezumen. And the people who are listening to the benching don't understand Hebrew. They know we're thanking God for giving us the food, obviously. They say something about Eretz Yisrael, obviously we're thanking God, but they don't really know what every word means there. So maybe you shouldn't say Shemeh Kaina by benching mezumen. Maybe that's why we should recommend that everybody should say softly along with the mezamim. But that's not what it says. That's not the reason. The official reason given in Shulchan Aruch is we're concerned that people don't know how to pay attention. It doesn't say because we're afraid they may not understand what he says. So Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avraham that even though when it comes to other brachas, if you don't understand, we don't allow Shemeh Koineh. That's not called Shemeh. Shemeh means you hear. The Chitoch Oisiyas, and Shemeh means Shemeh Vin. But when it comes to benching mezumen, even if the people who are listening to the mezamen do not understand Hebrew, they're still, or whatever language he's speaking in, they're still yotzei the benching mezumen. Why should that be so? So Rav Halpern explains, the way Rav Soloveitchik said in the Shir, we understand why. Because it's not based on Shemeh Kain, it's a different verse. The whole Chabura together offers one Bichas HaMazon. Everybody says Amen at the end, so sure. You're not relying on Shemeh Kain, it's a different verse over here. It's interesting, the Shilta Giborim on the side of the Rif in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and that daf where the Ran is, where the Ran quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, that there were three exceptions to the rule, where we don't allow, with the Rabbanim, we said, we don't permit Shemeh Kaina. So the Shilta Giborim on that daf writes a Shtigl Torah, and he's explaining that the Chazan who repeats the Shemeh Esmin Shul is in a certain sense to be compared to the Koyin. And the Beis Hamikdash is makir of the Korban Tzibur on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. So the Chazan in Shul, who's repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, is offering, he cannot say the whole thing. He doesn't use the terminology that Rav Soloveitchik coined, Tfilos HaTzibur, but that's cannot what he says, black and white. He says, just like the coin of the Beis Hamikdash is offering the Korban Tzibur on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, is offering a Tfilos on behalf of the whole Tzibur. That's exactly what it means. It's a Tfilos HaTzibur. Rav Soloveitchik explained in the same shiur that with this background we can understand the kasha to a certain that Rav Yankee Fendin poses. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chavches by Duchenin, Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rav Yankee Fendin who wrote a sefer Morat Tzion Arachayim. He has a chiddush that Duchenin is only a mitzvah min haTorah in the Beis Hamikdash. And outside of the Beis Hamikdash, if it's Banchein Beis Hamikdash, the whole mitzvah to Duchen is only with the Rabban. Where in the world does he come up with such an einfal? Because the Gemara in Saitan, Perek Elan Namorim, seems like it says, based on a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, that duchening can only be, the mitzvah of Nisir's Kapan can only be fulfilled at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Sibur. These are in the Siyot of Alam by Yvorchim, by Yerid Miasos, and Sachatus, and Sa'oilam. So it sounds from the Gemara that that's the halacha, you only can duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Sibur. So this Banchein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, there are no Kabbalah Sibur. Chutzla Beis Hamikdash, there are no Kabbalah Sibur. So the whole institution of duchening is only with the Rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah has a footnote on the bottom of the page. It's on the bottom of the Sharatim. Mamish on the bottom. He has an asterisk in the text, and then in the footnote on the bottom, he says, Rabbi Yanki Bender makes his statement, and it's clearly not correct. It's against all the Gemaras. And he lines up all the Gemaras. But the question is, but Sof Kol Sof, what do you do with the Gemara Seita? The Gemara sounds like you can reinterpret. You can say it's only a Havamina, the Maskana, it's not so. But the Poshep Shat in the Gemara sounds as if it says that you're only duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Sibur. So Absalom Leitchik said over the Teretz B'Keren Ayra has this Teretz on this Gemara in Saita, in his Chidushim on Saita. So he said as follows. When we daven Shemane Esrei, let's say on the weekdays, when we have the long brachas and tzoyas, we have all the bakoshis. So the last bracha before Ritzei, before the Gimel Achrenes, the last bracha of the brachas and tzoyas is Shema Kaleinu Chus V'Racham Aleinu Kabel B'Racham Mimavirot Zin Esrei Oseinu. We offer a prayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our prayers. Beautiful. Then the next bracha you say, Ritzei Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amchi Yisrael L'Disfilos. The Rebbeinu Shalom should accept our prayers. We just said a whole bracha. Shema Kaleinu, Kabel Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Shemei Atfilo. So what do you repeat the exact same thing, one bracha after the other? What is added on in Ritzei that wasn't included already in the bracha of Shema Kaleinu? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Balatanya has this in one place. That the term ritzui, the verb ritzui, appears in Tanakh many times. Ruba, the ruba of the times that it appears is in conjunction with Hakrobas Karbonis. The nitzod al lechaperol. And then the Gemara says, the tzitz is meratze. Ritzui means the carbon is accepted. And ena meratze means that the carbon is not accepted. So when we offer the prayer in the Shmonetz, we say, Shema Kaleinu, Kabel Barachman Verot and Esther, and we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should accept that prayer. That's one level of Bakosh. The Rebbeinu Shalom should accept the prayers. Then we say, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, this filos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept that prayers as if we had offered a carbon. Ritzin means a carbon. So when a yochid is davening, Shtil Shmane Esrei Tefillah Belachas, and he says the bracha Ritzei, so he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my tefillos HaYochid as if it would have been a carbon yochid. Fine. When the Chazan is repeating the Shmane Esrei, that's already a tefillos HaTzibur. That's a new concept. Not just a tefillah sayochid, but he's saying it out loud in order that whoever didn't know how to daven should be yotze, but should make koine, and it's a tefillah nedovet, the chaparayin akedushin, it's a different chepz of a tefillah. It's a tefillah satzibur. It's one tefillah offered on behalf of the whole tzibur. So when the chazan starts with say, he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the tefillah satzibur as if it would have been a korban tzibur. And once this is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's considered Minatora. That's how the Keren Ori suggests. That's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested. It's considered as if Minatora we had offered a Korban Sibur. So at the conclusion of HaKrovas Kabbalah Sibur, you are able to do it. So that's what Shlomo Levilna has in his Sefer. And Binyan Shlomi has a whole essay about this. He says, the Gemara has a din that the Kohanim who want this, the Kohanim is supposed to do it. When you call upon them to do it, they have to do it. So the Gemara says the coin has to be oikar raglov ba'avoida. The coin has to at least start walking towards the bima before the chazan concludes the brach of hamachzor shchenos elitzion. Why so? I mean, there should be decorum. You should be running up the last minute to the bima. It could be. So he says, no, he thinks it's something more than that. We have a minhag that we add on a piyut when they have the duchening. And they start the duchen every day, so they don't add on the piyut. The davening will take forever. But we only duchen on Yontif and Musa, so we have the Sarev Allah HaSiroseinu Ka'olach HaKorban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept that prayer as if we had offered Korban. So basically, Rav Shlomo was only right. That piyut, the Sarev Allah HaSiroseinu Ka'olach HaKorban, you're just spelling out what you said in Ritzei. Ritzei Hashem HaKed Abam Chisola Bisfi Losa. What do you mean Ritzei? You should, Shmak HaLein means you should accept that prayers. We'd say Gam Chisola this Rilos and accept that presence if we had offered a carbon tzibur. So basically that piyut just spells out the theme that the bracha itself says. It's just an arichas dvarim. So it's because that bracha is what enables the Kohanim to duchen. That's the bracha that converts the tfilos tzibur into the carbon tzibur. And the Gemara Taka seems to say in Saita, you can only duchen at the conclusion of HaKrovas Kabbalah Tzibur. So that's perhaps why the Gemara has this din. A coin shall layoka ragla ba'avayda. The coin didn't start walking towards the bina. He's going to do it. If he didn't start walking by the end of the bracha of Ritzei, amatzo shenasa l'tzion, shuvein oyle l'duchen. Why not? Because that's the bracha, the bracha of Ritzei, is the bracha that enables the Kohanim to duchen. If not for that, you wouldn't have any duchen. Duchen is stuck only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So based on all of this, this is why the Rav used to be a big stickler. He insisted that the Chazan has to say, the Mishnah Berurah has this. I don't know why only those who learned in our yeshiva heard about it from the Rav. So all the yeshivas, no one does. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. The Rav insisted that when the Chazan says the Moedim, everyone's supposed to pay attention to every word of Moedim. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Soita. When the Kohanim Duchen, so there was a minig that the Tzibur recited Psukim. So the Gemara says, but you're supposed to pay attention when the Kohanim say, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, how can you say Psukim simultaneously with the Kohanim? How are you going to pay attention? So the Gemara says that it is physically possible. You can pay attention to someone else giving you a bracha and say Psukim at the same time. Harai, we do it all the time. The Chazan says Moedim. We all say Moedim Derabon. So the Gemara assumes we're supposed to be paying attention to the Chazan when he says Moedim, and we're saying Moedim Derabon simultaneously. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch that Bizman Hazeh, people have Shvacha Ket. And it's hard to, how can you say Psukim at the same time, simultaneously with the Kohanim saying the Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha? So in the Shulchan Aruch they recommend you shouldn't say the Psukim, you should just look in the Siddur, be Mechab in the Psukim. Because you're going to say the Psukim, you're going to be so involved, so engrossed in the Psukim, you won't be able to pay attention to the Chaz. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik just said. If you carry it over to the Moedim, you have the problem by the Moedim. The Gemara said it's all the same thing. We can say Moedim de Rabbanan and pay attention to the Chazan's Moedim simultaneously. And the same thing, we can recite the Psukim and simultaneously pay attention to the Kohanim, saying the Duchen. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, Zob Geschwach, the Zigridis Adoris, we can't really succeed in doing that. So it's a problem by the Moedim de Rabbanan as well. So Rav Soloveitchik just insisted it's not right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not right. And the Chazan gets the Moedim, so the Chazan either says it softly, so no one hears what he's saying. The whole tzibur is saying, Moedim de Rabbanan out loud, may drown out the Chazan. A lot of times Chazan doesn't even try to say it out loud. He knows they're going to drown him out anyway. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara states the Pharisee. She's supposed to hear every word from the Chazan. And the same thing on Leil Shabbos. We know that the Magen Avos, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avos that's recited after Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos is considered like a Chazaras HaShabbos. So everyone is supposed to pay attention to every word that the Chazan says. So strictly speaking, there's no need for the tzibur to say Magen Avos. This is a bracha for the Chazan to say. The minig developed in many communities in Europe that the tzibur says Magen Avos, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's not so they should say the same thing. But the Chazan has to repeat. Even though everybody said Magen Avos, the Chazan has to repeat the Magen Avos out loud. He said that the Vilna Goyen did away in Vilna. He abolished that minig of having everybody say along Magen Avos with the Chazan. And many communities on the outskirts of Vilna, the minig spread. Also in Lithuania, the minig spread to follow the Vilna Goyen, not to say Magen Avos. Just the Chazan says. I remember once I davened in Boston in the summertime. And I didn't know what the minhagim were there in the yeshiva. So I was surprised, how come they didn't say Magen Avos? I guess Rabbi Cohen, Zechal Abraha, who is the menayel of the principal, I think, my mind. So he said, summer program, we had bridge all the davening. I thought that was the real answer. Then they told me, no, he was just kibitzing. They never said Magen Avos. Rabbi never said Magen Avos. They had the minhag abroad. Not to say Magen Avos. And he said that in other communities, he remembered communities near Vilna, the minig of the gross spread, not to say Magen Avos, but even if fine, you have the minig that you do say Magen Avos, but it shouldn't be at the expense of paying attention to that's a minig. But the din requires that the Chazan has to say the whole Magen Avos out loud, from the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, till Mekadesh Hashem, to say the whole thing out loud. And the same is true regarding Benjamin Zuman. We have a practice that the Shulchan Aruch recommends that everybody should say along softly a benching simultaneously with the mezamin when you bench mezumin, because we don't all have the courage to pay attention. But the Iker HaDin is that we're supposed to listen to the mezamin. So by us, we usually don't do that. Mezamin just says, Rabbi Simon, about benching, right? Then he says everything softly. Or sometimes he'll say the first bracha till Azanas Hakol out loud. Everything else is recited softly. He just says out loud the last line, Baruch Atah Hashem Al Ha'oretz V'Al Ha'Mozi. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that that's not right. More correct is, the real correct thing is, the Mizamein, it's like the Chazaras HaShas, the Birchas HaMazon, the Chaburah, is one benching that's offered on behalf of the whole group. So the one who is mechubet, the bench mezumen, well, if you want to switch in the middle, give your son-in-law to say from Rachem on, whatever you want to do. But the few people who are mechubet, the bench mezumen, they should say every word out loud. At least till the Olam Ha'Yichasein. The rest are mechetayzer. That's the end of the benching. The rest are Rachman, that's only minhag. Then the Rav added on also that there is a dispute in the Rishonim. The Gemara says in the first parak in Brachos that before you start to say Shmona Esrei, you should say Hashem Chosed Tiftach, and at the conclusion of the Shmona Esrei, you should say Yuli Ratzin Amechi. So there is a dispute in the Gemara Yestakasha. If you need Smichas Gulu Letzvila, and you just said Gol Yisrael, how are you permitted to be Mapsik to say Hashem Chosed Tiftach? Didn't you just kill the Smichas Gulu Letzvila? So the Gemara says, not a problem. Since the Chachamim were Mesakin, they should say Hashem Chosed Tiftach, it's considered Gula Arista. So the Rashba and the Gemara seems to have a machlokes with the Ravid. What the Gemara means to say? Does the Gemara mean to say that Hashem Svarset Tiftach is an integral part of the Shmanes and Yuli Ratzon is also? And the Mishnah Berurah raises a possibility. If a person will daven Shmanes and he won't say Hashem Svarset Tiftach, he won't say Yuli Ratzon, so maybe he's not even Yotze the Shmanes. It should be saying, though, that Hashem Svarset Tiftach is a takana to say like a. It's a tefillah kodem atfilah. Like in the Sidurim, they have sometimes a tefillah kodem atfilah. So maybe Hashem Svarset Tiftach is not really an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Maybe Yuli Ratzon is not really an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that we usually try to be machmer about these issues. So he suggested that the Chazan should really say the whole Shmoneh Esrei out loud, including Hashem Svarset Tiftach, and including Yuli Ratzon at the end. If you assume that this is Tfilas Atzif, it's not that he's davening a Tfilas Nidov, he already davened Tfilas Balachas. The Chazan says, I'd say to Shmon Esrei, the Chaparayin HaKadush Aleh. Or in case there's anyone who wasn't Yotzei, to be Moitzi him. No, it's all different Chepts of a Tfilas. It's a Tfilas Atzibur, and he has to say every word out loud. Whatever he says softly, you have to have 9 people listening. You have to have people answering. If you don't have people listening, you don't hear, so it's not part of the Hazoras Hashas. So maybe we should insist that the Chazan Davka should say Hashem Svarset Tiftach out loud, and Yuli Ratzon out loud as well. We all know the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes from Tisri HaRizal, that the Chazan, when he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, should say Hashem Svarset Tiftach softly, shouldn't say it out loud. So there's a Sefer Siach Yitzchok, HaMaseches Yuma. Those who learn Yuma, they always have it printed on the side. Every page, they always tell you, look in the Seich Yitzchak. He has a correction on the Tosfos Hashanim, he has a comment on the Gemara. One of the Sfardim wrote a Seich Yitzchak, a Chibur on Yuma. So I once saw in the library, there's a Seich Yitzchak on Seder HaTfilah. He has a running commentary on the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So he has a comment on this Magen Avraham. He says, he looked at, I'm not sure, you have to be 40 years old to study Kabbalah. You have to have the intelligence of a 40-year-old. So I'm not at all up to that, Andre. But the Siach Yitzchak says he checked in the Kisvei HaRizal and says there is no such thing. It doesn't say in the Kisvei HaRizal, you should say softly. And he says in the Beis HaKnesses HaRizal, in Eretz Yisrael, where some community where they daven all in the Nusach HaRizal, he says the minig is that they say, the Chazan says Hashem, so it's Tiftach out loud. And many Achrenim point out like that. Yosemech has on the Rambam, he shows that the Rambam obviously held that the Chazan says Hashem, so it's Tiftach out loud. Many like that. So that's what the Rav used to insist. That because the Chazaras HaShatz is not a private tefillah that the Chazan is saying to enable us to answer Kedusha. No, it's a different thing. It's a tefillah satzibur. And that's why he has to recite the whole tefillah out loud, including the Moedim, he has to say out loud. And so he thought that it should be also including the Hashem Svarset Tiftach and Yiyul Leratzen. Yiyul Leratzen is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the Chazan has to say Yiyul Leratzen Mechlap. There's some, the Mechaber quotes some Rishonim hold. When the Chazan repeats the Chazaras HaShatz, he finishes, Avraham and Samuel Zalbasham doesn't have to say it all Yuli Ratzon, but those who hold the Chazan should say, Morgan Avraham calls those who hold the Chazan should say, that's what the Rav said, he should say it out loud. Whatever he says softly doesn't count. The Rav had a taino also, the Ramoa writes, when the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei on Yontif, and we duchen, or in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day, so the Taisus and Brochus raises the question, what do you mean? The Chazan Milah Shmoneh Esrei screams out, Kohanim! How does that fit in with the Shmoneh Esrei? Isn't that a hefsek? So Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that someone else, the Gabbai, should say Kohanim. Okay, so there's no hefsek. But then the chazan says, Yivarechecha. Then the kohanim say, Yivarechecha. So why isn't that a hefsek? How does the chazan have the right to say Yivarechecha? So the Rambam explains why it's not a hefsek. So he says, no, the chazan should say, Lekeinu, Lekeveseinu, Lekeinu, Abraham, Shleshes, Batar, he say the whole thing. And then he gets to the word kohanim, so let him say that louder, that'll be the tzivui. When he says the word kohanim, it's not a hefsek if he says kohanim if it's part of the tzivui. Every day. Let's say when you're not going to do it. So the chazan says that paragraph, Lekeinu, Abraham, Shleshes, says Batar. So even when you do duchen, so let the chazan say that. Let him say kohanim louder, that'll be a tzivui also. And then when he's finishing that paragraph, so he says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, as the conclusion of that paragraph. But the Rambam writes, on a day on which you're going to have duchening, the chazan should say, Elokeinu Melech Hashem Yishmerecha, Lekeinu Abraham, softly, balachash. No one hears it. He should only say the word kohanim out loud, and then he should say, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha out loud. So that's Rav Soloveitchik had a time, and he said, according to his understanding of the whole institution of Chazoras Hashas, what does it help if the chazan is going to say something softly? Whatever he says softly is if he never said it. It's only considered part of the Tfilas HaTzibur if you have 9 people listening and paying attention. So he thought that even when you, that's what he said in Shir, even when you're going to have duchening, the more correct practice should be not like the Ramah, that he was already taken on the Ramah here. Not like the Ramah says that the chazan should say softly. He thought more correct would be that the chazan should say the whole of the king Hashem Bachem Abroch out loud like he does every day when there's no duchening. And when he says the kohanim, he's not only implying that it's part of the nusach of this tefillah, it's a tzibur to the kohanim that they should duchen. And then to complete the paragraph, he says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. But if he's going to say balachash, whatever he says balachash doesn't count. This was what I considered a very fascinating shiur. I remember when the Rav delivered this, we were all very excited. And it was very halacha lemaisa. Again, I think it's like Rav Baran mentioned earlier, I don't think this shiur, probably most of the shiur, I don't think the Rav developed the Shtigl Torah in order to find for the Kashin. He was learning the Yerushalmi that the Ram quoted. And the Yerushalmi says there's no Shemir Kaina by davening, there's no Shemir Kaina by eating food. So Daphne Pashtain, how do you say how moitzi in everybody's yotze? How do you have chazoras hashat? How could be moitzi deina boki if the Yerushalmi says that that you're not supposed to say Shemei Koina? So he zet tain shat in Yerushalmi like that, that it's a tefillah satzibur and a bichas hamboz and bachabura. And then mainly these kashas were for emphasis. For the purpose of presenting the shiur in public, that the people should absorb the shiur better. So he started off with a list of kashas that we thought would be insurmountable kashas. And then he presented this year as if it was given as a big teretz on the kashas. But through the matter, I don't think it was really, he didn't, my impression was he didn't develop it in order to plan for the kashas. This is like a bunch shot in the Gemara. Thank you very much.